Yes, that's correct. Thanks.
Are any other staff members online?
There are none in the room or online.
All right. Is there any members of the public that wish to identify themselves?
Please press star 9 to raise your hand. There are no members who wish to identify themselves.
Okay. I'll move on to item number 3, agenda approval. I'll look for a motion.
So moved. Sorry. I move to approve.
This is Ann, Board Member McKinnon. I second.
Thank you. The agenda is now approved. Moving on to item number 4, we'll go into executive session. Looking for a motion to go into executive session. And will a member of the Budget and Audit Subcommittee please motion that we can go into executive session?
Sorry, Albert. I was. This is Board Member Sandy. I was talking on mute. This is Board Member Sandy. I move that we go into executive session to discuss confidential matters
related to the. This is Board Member McKinnon. Is that related to John C. Schweitzer Loving Trust Wasilla Extreme Fund Center, Icy Strait Point, Duck Point Development 2, Inner Sea Discoveries Alaska Incorporated / Wilderness Adventure LLC and Taku Glacier Lodge. This is supported by the Open Meetings Act, AS44.62.310, which allows a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the board believes that these are subjects which would have an adverse effect upon the finances of ADA or protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Thank you, Board Member McKinnon. Do I have a second?
This is Board Member Sandy, a second.
Thank you. We are now in executive session.
It is now live.
Thank you. We are now out of executive session, and I'll advise that the board has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. That lets us move on to agenda item number 5, new business. We'll start with A, Icy Strait Point, Duck Point Development 2. Alan, can you give us a brief update and background on this loan?
Thank you, Chair. ADA in September had approved the loan modification, initial loan modification for Hunitotum, the Icy Strait Point on their Phase 1 and 2 development. We define Phase 2 development being the Duck Point Development 2 project where we financed the upland facilities for the new dock. At that point in time, we'd extended the loans for an additional period of time through April 2021, in which the company was making interest-only payments, so principal was deferred, and we provided utilization of an excess capital funding facility for them to be able to draw down for working capital. As you may recall, the request for modification was due to the impact of COVID-19 on the cruise ship industry and Icy Strait Point specifically in their ability to meet their current operating expenses. At this time, they're making a new request to extend that, which we have requested to be recommended ultimately to the board for the full review. I would ask that, Morgan, would you please give a brief summary of what their request is?
Thank you, Executive Director. The organization is requesting full forbearance of all principal and interest payments from April 2021 through June of 2022 with an equal maturity extension. Continued utilization of the nearly $6 million ADA credit facility and the release of the collateral account, allowing it to be rolled into an alternative account where it will provide them additional liquidity during the downturn. Thank you.
Thank you. Board members, do you have any questions or comments for Alan and Morgan?
This is Board Member Sandy. I do not.
This is Board Member McKinnon, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there, who's our business partner on this loan?
This is, the guarantors on this are Huna Totem Corporation. We have two facilities. One is IC Strait Point, which is the initial dock development, which is through a loan participation with Northrim. The second facility is Duck Point Development 2, which we provided direct financing to Duck Point, the subsidiary of IC Strait Point and Huna Totem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Board Member McKinnon. Alan, can you give a brief update of their loan payment history?
Both loans have been performing as required under the loan agreements. As identified, the loan document, you know, the loan agreements for the Phase 1 and Phase 2 development were both modified in September, in which they've been performing and current on.
And they have met all of their loan document agreement in terms, as well as their loan modification terms as well.
Chairman, one of the requirements under the loan modification for Duck Point Development 2 in providing and allowing access to the excess capital funding facility was a repayment obligation from any receipts they have under their carbon credit program. Those payments were not made, which would have been a full repayment of that facility. Duck Point Development 2, or in this case, Huna Totem Corporation, did receive some initial funding in December, or a portion of those payments in December, and will also be receiving the remainders of those in September 2021.
Thank you, Alan. Just have a little concern that the organization has not fulfilled their commitment under the previous loan modification and coming to us for an additional loan modification. That just concerns me a little bit. But I know that we are trying to do everything we can to help the tourism industry in Southeast, especially in light of Canada's decision not to allow cruise ships through Canada. So, you know, we need to do all that we can to help Alaska businesses stay in business till they can recover, hopefully, in next year's tourist season. Thank you again for both of you for providing the analysis and background information. Our position here as Budget and Audit Committee subcommittee members, our duty for this loan amount, since it is in excess of $3 million cumulative, our job today is to determine whether or not we are going to refer this loan modification to the full board for their review on the April 14th board meeting. So I'll ask for a vote, Alyssa, of each subcommittee member.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
Should we place a motion on the floor?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move to advance the IC Strait Point Duck Point Development 2 project for loan consideration to the full board at the April 14th meeting.
Thank you.
This is Board Member Sandia. Second.
Thank you. Let's call for the question.
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. We will move on to item number 5B, Intersea Discoveries Alaska, Inc., Wilderness Adventurer, LLC. Alan?
Yep. Chairman, this is a loan that was advanced under the AK Ship Program, which was put together to finance cycle work at Alaska shipyards, in this case specifically the Ketchikan shipyard, for Interseas Discovery Alaska, which is more commonly known as UnCruise. And this was for their specific vessel, the Wilderness Adventurer. This loan was put in place in September 2019 for the amount of $542,000. We received regular payments on the loan until COVID-19 impacted the company. At that point in time, we did put in place an initial loan modification for P&I moratorium. And after that point in time, the company did resume payments to us. They are now requesting to have an additional extension of the loan from original maturity of September 1st, 2020, to extend this now out to July 1st, 2021, and be able to capitalize a small portion of interest and then make a lump sum payment in July 1st, 2020, principal amount. The company is actually recognizing and expecting to recognize a substantial amount of income this year, coming from their cruise ship activities and bookings that are not being impacted by the decisions that Canada has made to Alaska's cruise ship industry. What I would ask is if Morgan Neff could give a brief discussion on their activities and supporting the loan modification request.
Thank you, Executive Director Weitzner. The borrower, as Mr. Weitzner has requested, is requesting that they extend the modified maturity date from March 1st, 2021 to July 1st, 2021, capitalized all unpaid interest into principal, which includes any unpaid interest for January, February, and March of this year, and then including monthly interest-only payments through the July 1st, 2021 date, and a full principal balloon bullet-type payment of principal on that July 1st, 2021 date. As Mr. Weitzner has previously said, they are actually benefiting from the existing mega cruise liner moratorium that exists, and they are now looking at operations and revenues that surpass their pre-pandemic level, and they're expecting to end the year in a very strong net cash position. And we believe that due to our ability to recognize the benefits that they are actually able to get from their line of business versus the mega cruise industry, we think it's in ADA's best interest as well as Alaska's best interest to provide the extension as well as the flexible payment options and allow them to address our obligations through July 1st, 2021.
Thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Alan. Do any of the board members have any questions? Board Member Sandy?
This is Board Member Sandy. I do not have any questions. I just wanted to thank Morgan for the thorough analysis and information that he's presented to the subcommittee and the staff, the rest of the staff as well. But I also just wanted to say what a bright spot this presentation has been for us, and especially, you know, as we've all been very concerned about what's happening with the cruise industry in Southeast Alaska. So this was a bright spot in the day, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And Chair, if I may highlight that this is also, I believe, a key indicator of the importance of the AK Ship program in trying to really incentivize home porting in Alaska waters for Alaska operations. And here, again, is a situation where the company's been able to actually advance because it operates particularly in Alaska waters.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. That is a good point to make, especially in these difficult times. We try to keep as much business as we can here in Alaska. Board Member McKinnon, any questions or comments?
I do. Morgan, could this be considered an extraction of capital?
Can you rephrase your question? I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what extraction of capital.
Are we foregoing principal and interest payments to wait for the balloon payment so that the borrower can utilize any incoming cash to have a better business plan going forward to be able to have this summer tourist business?
Yes, ma'am. So we're actually not allowing them to completely defer all principal and interest. We're going back to an interest-only obligation until maturity. But this is the intent of the flexibility, is to allow them to utilize their working capital in order to prepare for a very robust cruise season that they already have bookings and schedulings for. But yes, ma'am, we're allowing them that flexibility in order for them to make sure that they are fully prepared financially on a liquidity basis and operationally for them to address what should be a very good cruise season and operational environment for them.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Which I might highlight is one of AIDA's missions is patient capital, and this is allowing a business to get in a better position for the summer season and for next season as well. So I do not have any comments or questions, but I do want to just mention that this loan modification is up to this budget and audit subcommittee, so we will be making a decision today on whether to approve or deny the loan modification request, because the cumulative loan amount is below $3 million, which is the function of the budget and audit subcommittee. So look for a motion.
This is Board Member Sandy.
Go ahead, Board Member Sandy.
I move to follow staff recommendation and to approve this.
Board Member McKinnon, I second.
Thank you. Just to restate this would be the motion to approve the NRC Discoveries Alaska Inc. Wilderness Adventure LLC loan modification. I'll look to Alyssa to call a question.
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. All right, we'll move on to item number 5C, Taku Glacier Lodge. Alan?
Thank you, Chairman. What we have before you is actually a request for a first modification of a loan that was made in 2018. It's a loan participation with First National Bank. This is for Taku Glacier Lodge, Inc., an amount of original amount just shy of $700,000 for our participation. What they are asking at this point in time is 12 months of interest-only payments from April 2021 to March of 2022. And I would ask if Morgan Neff could please give a brief description of the request.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Weissner. This is another business that has been greatly affected by the moratorium on the mega cruise liner industry. 90 to 95% of their revenue is derived by ticket sales on cruise ships, with 5 to 10% coming direct either online or actually at their office. As Mr. Whitener said, this is the first time that they've requested for a modification, even though last year was virtually an anemic or dismal revenue period for them. They have offset their cash burn at their own personal level, but are now facing another year without any meaningful revenue at the operational level and are requesting some flexibility from AIDA and its loan participant partner, North Rim, on this. First National, apologies. And they're asking for a 12-month interest-only period from April 2021 to March of 2022 with a 12-month maturity extension in order to keep their principal and interest payments equal to what it was prior to modification. And again, this is another situation where AIDA is able to step in and look at the situation holistically and allow the organization to utilize their liquidity and working capital in order to make the operation successful as it re-enters the 2022 cruise season. And they are already starting to see pre-bookings very much in line with other cruise industry participants based on the cruise ship landings that are expected for the 2022 cruise ship landing, cruise ship season. So we would recommend granting them the 12-month of interest-only payments for the defined period, as well as extending the maturity in order to keep their principal and interest payments consistent with pre-modification level.
Thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Alan. Board Member Sandy, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not.
Board Member McKinnon, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions.
I will just state again, this is another great opportunity that ADA has to help a Southeast tourism-based business in these times of turmoil for tourism industry in Southeast. So applause to Alan and his team. Again, this loan modification is below $3 million, so the determination of whether we approve or deny this loan modification sets with this Budget and Audit Subcommittee. So I'll look for the other committee members to make a motion.
This is Board Member Sandy. I move to approve the Taku Glacier Lodge request.
Board Member McKinnon, I second.
Okay, I'll call a question.
Ms. McKinnon?
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Fogle?
Yes.
It passes unanimously.
Thank you. We'll move on to item number six, board comments. Board Member Sandy?
No comments from me today, thank you.
Board Member McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Weitzer, do we have available options for the business community based on the latest federal monies available to point small businesses or provide information to small businesses in Alaska about things that may be available at a federal level?
Through the Chair, Ms. McKinnon, we have the general information that was available on the AK CARES website and references to DCCED's AK CARES website. We do not have any updated information on the American Recovery Plan Act because we have not seen how that's going to be actually implemented within the state. I believe that that still is under discussion for how it's being allocated for state funds and a large portion being provided directly to the communities. So once we're able to see where that is being dedicated, we will aggregate information and provide some type of fact sheet or web information for our site if people are looking at ADA's website and related AK CARES information, that they'll be able to see where it gets directed.
Thank you, Mr. Weitzer. I just wanted to make sure that we, once we know what's happening there, that we at least point people in the right direction if they're coming to ADA's website looking for assistance. Thank you. No other comments. I appreciate all of the hard work of staff in preparing these requests to come before the Budget and Audit Subcommittee as well as to the full board. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I'd just like to say thank you again to Alan and to Morgan. This has been probably the best loan modification presentation and discussion that we have had since we started dealing with loan modifications. The information that you provided and the questions that we asked, there were answers for, and it does not go unnoticed, and I appreciate it very much, both Morgan and Alan. So thank you very much, and appreciation to the other board members for taking time out of their day.